about Piscotty and, you know, kind of the month he's had before the game? What are your thoughts on him doing that? He won at bat today.
Yeah, that might have been as good a ball as he's hit all year. So we were, you know, trying to get everybody at least a bat. If they were comfortable with a couple, we were going to do that. But after that one, Steven seemed to be pretty comfortable with coming out. So it's a good way to end the season, and it was a heck of a season.
I know you touched on it recently, but how much has Wendelken kind of forced his way into the picture?
Yeah, he really has, and it's been performance. You know, it's mostly mop-up stuff to start, and, you know, maybe a couple innings length if we needed it. We were behind. Next thing you know, he's been, you know, in Seattle going through the middle of the order a couple times, and you look up and you look at the numbers. It's been a quick ascend, and for good reason. He's got good stuff, and he's gained the confidence that he's had success at the big league level, and we think he's going to be a heck of a pitcher.
97 wins. What do you think, especially coming from where you guys did the last few years?
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, shoot, we're thrilled with where we are at this point, and now the fun starts. So, I mean, like, the season hasn't been fun, but, you know, postseason's different levels, so I know everybody's excited about getting out. The guys that came out of the game came out to support everybody else, and that last inning, guys were having a lot of fun, but, you know, a game like this, there's going to be quite a few guys at the end of the game that you're not used to seeing, and, you know, ends up the way it ends up, and I know our guys are excited about going.
First hit.
That was great. He's never going to forget that. I mean, there's first hits, and then there's first hits that are a little more dramatic than others. It wasn't a home run, but when you face plant going around first base, it's one you're never going to forget. Everybody was pretty excited about that, both ends of it, the hit and the face plant.
Do you have any thoughts on Chris Davis finishing four straight year of 247?
That, I, you know what? That is just tough to comprehend. And you're going into the last at bat, I wasn't really sure if it would remain there, but it feels like if he had 10 more at bats, it would have remained there the way his last couple years have gone. I mean, that's almost impossible to do. The power numbers have gone up. He's a better hitter, even though the average looks the same. But I can't explain that. Baseball gods obviously want him to hit 247.
I didn't hear it. Did you see Brett is okay?
Yeah, Brett's fine. He just got hit in the backside.
Okay, it is.
He's all right.
Is he hitting the butt or
yeah.
Just above? Okay.
That's exactly the, yep.
But he'll be able to use him next week if need to?
Yeah. Nothing's going to hold him back.
Do you have a lot of decisions to make just with, you know, pitching and the roster, or is it kind of in your head? Do you have it?
Well, it's a conversation we have with, you know, with the front office. But I, on the position player end, I think we're set. It's how we're going to go about the pitching end of it for this game, and then certainly things would change, you know, if we're lucky enough to get past that game. So, pretty certain where we're going. Maybe just a couple on the pitching end.
What did you think of Brett?
I thought he threw pretty good. Well, you know, just the one home run early in the game. But I thought he had his breaking ball was back again. He wasn't afraid to use it, and had some strikeouts with that. So, you know, stuff wise, you know, doesn't look any different than he did earlier in the season, and, you know, finished up on a pretty good note, other than the line drive to the butt.
Is it nice for Barreto just to finish his season like that? You know, given he hasn't had the type of regular season
right.
He thought he was going to have in the majors.
Well, he hasn't had an opportunity to have a good season. He's going to be a heck of a player. I mean, he's just blocked the position right now, but we really think he's going to be a heck of a player. And, you know, when you see at-bats like that, he's gone a while without an at-bat or consistent at-bats. He put up two pretty good at-bats today, so not a surprise to us.
What do you think of just the contributions you got just from the younger guys like Trevino and Ramon and
right.
Kind of the guys that you didn't expect to be here in the beginning, but then they just ended up making the impact that they did?
That's really made us who we are. I mean, we knew there were several guys on the roster that were going to be impactful for us. And then, you know, when you have seasons like this, it's guys like Martini and guys like Laureano, guys like Lou, Wendelken coming up at the end, guys like that that really kind of put you at another level. So. We certainly wouldn't be here without all those guys, and they're going to be important factors come Wednesday.
What you saw from Trevino today and
right.
Friday, what does that sort of tell you about where he's at right now?
Yeah, he's good. He feels good. I mean, Velo's there. He had good command the last couple of days. Came in, obviously, a couple innings that he wasn't used to coming in. So to perform like he did, we feel like he's back to normal, and, you know, he's a guy that we're not afraid to go one plus or two innings with as well.
Your relief pitching, three, I think he gave up one hit after the third inning until the ninth inning, right. Of course, so that was solid all the way through the fourth through the eighth.
Right, and it was pretty much scripted with what we were going to do, you know, who was pitching yesterday, who was pitching today. We felt like certain guys needed 3 days off, certain guys needed 2 days off, so, you know, everybody got their work, and, you know, at this point, everybody's ready to go. All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have a